Well, this is a true story. A priest that I knew was celebrating Mass at the Vatican a number of years ago, and he was asked to help distribute Holy Communion. And there were thousands of people there from all over the world, from France and Italy and Germany and America. And so whenever he would distribute Holy Communion, if the person looked like they were American or English-speaking, he would say, "The body of Christ." If they looked like they were from a different country, he would say, "Corpus Christi," which is the Latin, the universal language of the Church. Corpus Christi means, of course, the body of Christ. So things were going along very well. He'd either say the body of Christ or Corpus Christi. One fellow came up who Father thought looked German, so he said, "Corpus Christi." And the fellow whispered back, "No, Father, Houston, Texas." So that's a true story. Of course, today is the feast day of Corpus Christi, which means the body of Christ. And if you look at actually the origin of how they named Corpus Christi in Texas after the Blessed Sacrament, if you read the history about that, it was a Spanish explorer. And he discovered that region by the bay, and he discovered it on the feast day of Corpus Christi. So he named that settlement Corpus Christi. So that's how Corpus Christi, Texas got its name. It is named after the Blessed Sacrament. So isn't that wonderful to know that in our country we have a major city, I think it's the 8th largest city in Texas, named after the body of Christ, the real presence of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. But that's not the only city in America named after our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. There's also Sacramento, California. Sacramento, California, that was also named by a Spanish explorer, and that name was given about the year 1850. Again, named after the Blessed Sacrament. So two cities in our great country named after the real presence of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. The Holy Eucharist is the greatest reason to be Catholic. It is the reason why I'm Catholic, why you're Catholic, I'm sure, because we're so blessed to have the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ present among us, and we can receive Him every day, or at least every Sunday, in Holy Communion. It is called the Blessed Sacrament, which means out of all the 7 sacraments, it is the greatest. It is the most blessed. In fact, all the other sacraments lead up to the Eucharist, prepare us for the Eucharist, and are crowned by the Eucharist. We think of baptism. In order to receive communion, we have to, of course, be baptized first. That is a prerequisite. So baptism is given to us to wash away original sin, and then so that we can then receive the Lord in Holy Communion. We go to confession before we receive Holy Communion. If we're aware of any serious sins, we of course go to confession first before receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. So confession prepares us for the Holy Eucharist. Confirmation strengthens our faith, so we remain active, practicing Catholics in order to be able to receive communion regularly and fruitfully. The priesthood, why that sacrament is so important is because the priesthood gives us the Holy Eucharist. If all the priests in the world were gone, we would have no Mass, and we would not have Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. So the priesthood is there to give you Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Holy matrimony beautifully represents the Holy Eucharist, because in Holy Communion, we receive Jesus, we become one with Jesus. And in that incredible personal way, And again, when the husband and wife become one in the sacrament of marriage, the two become one, Jesus says in Scripture. When we receive communion, we become one with Jesus. That's what the word communion means. We become one with the Lord when we receive Him in Holy Communion. And then the anointing of the sick or the last rites is when we receive Jesus, perhaps for the last time. And that communion has a very special title called Viaticum. Viaticum is the Latin word that means the food for the journey. And that is our last communion. When we receive Jesus for the last time, He is the food for our journey into eternal life. So notice how all seven of the sacraments are connected to the Eucharist, either preparing us for more fruitful reception of the Eucharist, or like the priesthood, it is there to give us Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. The great St. John Paul II, before he died, wrote very beautifully about the Eucharist. And he made one sentence that really struck me in his document. He said, "We should all try to gain Eucharistic amazement, Eucharistic wonder. We shouldn't take the Lord in the Eucharist for granted. We should be amazed at the real presence of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. It is truly a wonder that He is here among us." And that is, of course, the beauty of Eucharistic adoration. When we go to our chapel across the street, which is open 5 days a week, 24 hours a day, for perpetual adoration each week, day and night, those that go are participating in worshiping our Lord in the most blessed sacrament, adoring the Lord in Eucharistic amazement, being in the presence of the Lord. And we should never lose that great desire to be able to spend time with the Lord in the most blessed sacrament. At the Mass, of course, the priest elevates the host and says, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," and we get to adore the Lord at the elevation of the host. What Eucharistic adoration does, it captures that moment and places the Lord Jesus in a monstrance so that the Lord is present and we can adore Him day or night and come and make a visit and spend time with the Lord in Eucharistic wonder and amazement before His real presence in the most blessed sacrament. The Most Blessed Sacrament has so many beautiful titles. One of the titles is, the Eucharist is called the Bread of Angels. The Bread of Angels. That's a unique title because it's sort of a paradox and a contradiction, because the angels cannot receive the Eucharist. We can, but they cannot. They can adore Jesus. They can worship Him in the Most Blessed Sacrament in adoration. And we do believe when the Lord, of course, is in the tabernacle or exposed in the monstrance, that angels are there, invisibly worshiping and adoring our Lord Jesus. But the angels cannot receive Him in Holy Communion. In a sense, they have a holy envy or a holy jealousy of us human beings who are lower than they are. When it comes to ontology, God is the highest, He's pure spirit. Then come the angels, then come human beings, and then animals and plants all the way down to minerals. So angels are higher than we are on an order of nature and ontology, and yet they cannot receive communion. And yet God lowers Himself to us to be able to receive Him in the most blessed sacrament. It's an amazing thing to think about, that even though angels are higher than us, we are more blessed or more privileged because we can receive Jesus in Holy Communion and they cannot. And so we should love that title, the Bread of Angels. Another beautiful title of the Eucharist found in the Litany of the Most Blessed Sacrament is, the Eucharist is the Bread of Life. Jesus said this many times in John chapter 6. I am the bread of life come down from heaven. In fact, it's written right here. If you take a look, it says, Ego sum panis vitus. I am the bread of life come down from heaven. He who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus calls himself the bread of life. We all need food to live. We also need spiritual food to live, and that is the Holy Eucharist. By receiving Jesus every Sunday, or perhaps even every day, he becomes our bread of life to keep us going, to nourish our soul. Another beautiful title of the Eucharist is the food of martyrs. The food of martyrs. Before Christians in the past were beheaded or thrown to the lions or crucified, they would want to receive the Holy Eucharist, the King of Martyrs, Jesus, to give them strength in order to give their lives for Christ. You read the stories of the saints and the martyrs. Before they were led away to martyrdom, they begged to receive Holy Communion so that they could be strengthened by the food of martyrs that would give them the strength to give their lives for Christ. And lastly, there's another beautiful title of the Most Blessed Sacrament. One of them is the Sacrament of Love. The Eucharist is a sacrament of love. Mother Teresa says, if you want to see how much God loved you in the past, look up at a crucifix, because that act done 2,000 years ago reminds you of how much God loved you by sending his son to die for you. But Mother Teresa says, if you want to know how much God loves you now, look at the tabernacle, because Jesus is here among us in the Blessed Sacrament day and night as living proof of God's love for us. Yes, he died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. That's how much he loved us in the past. But the Eucharist is how much he loves us here and now, that he wants us to receive him, especially in for us to become saints, to become holy, and to enable us to get to heaven. There's a beautiful saying that every time we receive communion, we should receive the Lord as if it were our first communion, as if it were our last communion, as if it were our only communion. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be wonderful if every time we come to Mass, we had such great reverence and respect for Jesus that we receive Jesus as if it were our first communion, as if it were our last communion, as if it were our only communion. And that is what the Eucharist is all about, this great gift of God's love for us. Not only did he die for us 2,000 years ago, but he wants to give us himself every week or even every day in Holy Communion.